those who worship the Lord, worship in spirit and truth. Those who say that they know Him must walk as He walked. Those who worship the Lord, worship in spirit and truth. Those who say that they know Him must walk as He walked. He is the way and the truth, and in Him ends the life. If we obey His word, then we walk in the light. He is the way and the truth, and in Him ends the life. If we obey His word, then we walk in the light. If we say that we know Him, but we don't keep His word, then we walk in the darkness, and the truth's not in us. If we walk in fellowship sweet, and the blood of Jesus will cleanse us from sin. He is the way and the truth, and in Him is the life. If we obey His word, then we walk in the light.
Morning, everybody. How's everybody doing this morning? I just put a note in there to Walter, Vermont or Pennsylvania. Just wondering, I know you were over in Vermont with our good friend Sandy. And hey, I just got a question, Walter, that you could maybe answer in the comments here. Sandy and trips, backpacking. I haven't seen much about any of their evangelism trips coming up. I wonder if that's going to be happening this year or not. And just kind of curious. We, a few years ago, tracked with him and then kind of lost track of tracking. So I'm just curious about that. And Catherine, enjoy Florida. Me here, I've got to cut the grass in Pennsylvania. That's what I need to do. I head out Saturday morning. And or Saturday, and I need to try to get the grass cut. It is growing quickly. It is quickly. So, and Walter answering the question, Sandy Good and Live 1027 going to Europe in July for their backpack. I would love to do that trip one time, maybe even become a person that would take that over if that would be in the cards to do something like that. That sounds like a fantastic backpacking trip. If you're wondering what I'm talking about, we have a friend who is a former professor of mine, had a big impact in my life, probably in Sandy, Walter's life too. His name's N. Sanford Good, Sandy, and he takes college age students on about 2 week backpacking trips. It's two, maybe three. Maybe 3 weeks of backpacking, and they do evangelism in places like Europe, and they end up sleeping on like the streets and just It's a whole faith adventure, and I would love to see some of that, something like that for adults at some point in time. It really is a faith adventure. It's quite something. We'll have to keep track of that. So as a team, as a group, we can track with them. And if you see Walt, if you see Sandy Walter, tell him we want to track that and just see where they're, what's going on with him. And I just, Sandy's great, great trip that they're doing there. Well, we are looking at, I am statements. Now, not the I am statements that Jesus would make wherein he declared himself God, or the I am statements that God himself would make in places like the, was the third chapter of Genesis, in chapter, third chapter of Exodus. Sorry, I got too many different things I'm thinking about looking at the different comments and things. Third chapter of Exodus, where the Lord tells Moses, I am, tell them that I am who I am has sent me. In other words, the existent one, the always, ever, eternally existent one is sending you, Moses, to the Egyptians, and you will deliver my people. I am. And so the ego a me, that is the Greek phrase, ego a me, Jesus would make that statement. And the Pharisees, the religious leaders, were just absolutely thrown a curveball when he said that, and they were outraged that he would say, ego a me, I am that I am. Now, we're looking at I am statements, but it's not the same force of the I am that I am statements that Jesus made, but I am in Christ statements. These are things that we can tell ourselves when we need to, when we need to hear them. And I'll see if I can get these on a screen for you. I might be able to do this. Yeah, some identity truths in Christ. You're going to have to look at the messy stuff up here a little bit, but I just want you to see the statements and the scripture that goes with them. If you want this, I don't think I can post this into the, I can't post it into the comments here. I don't think it doesn't let me paste, copy and paste, but perhaps if you want it, I can email this to you if you send me your email, if I don't have your email, or maybe later on I can see if I can come in and put it in the messenger or something like that. But these are just absolutely incredible statements for us to consider. Let me see if I can. No, I don't want to do that. I'm just trying to make it just a little bit bigger so you'll be able to read it a little bit better. Ooh, that makes it worse. Okay, well, I think I had it about the best. I actually have to go the different route with this. Okay, so, and this comes from Neil Anderson, Freedom in Christ Ministries. And here it is. I'll put it up there so you can see it. 100 identity truths, your true identity in Jesus Christ. And the very first one, is here, I am born again. And we will look at scripture to go along with this. I am born again. First Peter chapter 1, verse 23 is where they are referencing. So let's take a look at First Peter. In fact, we might look at some other things. We might not go very far. I get into the text of scripture, and for me, it is, it's tough to break out. So, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23, the statement, I am born again, and here it is, for you have been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable, through the living and enduring Word of God. When you place your faith in Christ, you were made new. you were made born again. And so I have a statement over here I'm looking at. Is my internet bad today? Or is it just internet is bad for Zara? I'm just curious if you can just leave a comment so I know if I'm having issues here. I do see my gauge is showing me it's kind of fading between a strong signal and a not as strong signal. Let me know if you are having issues on your end. I'd appreciate that. And while I'm saying that, I do want to pray for Zara this morning. She's mentioned already she has health issues, not feeling well. Lord, we do pray for our sister that you would strengthen her and help her is our prayer. So we lift her to you, strengthen our dear sister, strengthen her body, heal her body, make her well. We ask this because she's your daughter, and we ask this in Jesus' name, Lord. Amen. Well, you see the verse here, 1 Peter 1:23, you've been born again, not of perishable seed, but of imperishable through the living and enduring word of God, what he has done for us. Made us born again. You can say, I am born again. What a great, great truth just out of that one verse. Now, I'm going to go up to the beginning of this chapter and show you some other things that you could state out of this chapter alone. And I'm partly doing this because if Zara were to open the word up to her folks there, she would have much to give them. 1 Peter chapter 1, let's just pick up at verse 3 here today. Praise be to God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. In his great mercy, he has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Out of that, we can say, I have a living hope. I have a living hope today to remember that you have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Some days seem hopeless. Some days seem futile. Some days seem difficult. And those days you can say, I have a living hope. It isn't just hope. It's a living hope. Why is it living? Because Jesus Christ is living. Why is he living? Because he is resurrected from the dead. And then you go on in verse 4, and it says, into an inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade, kept in heaven for you. I have an inheritance. I have an eternal inheritance waiting for me in heaven. And it says in verse 5, who through faith are shielded by God's power until the coming of the salvation that is ready to be revealed at the last time. I am shielded by God's power. Just to remember that you have God's power to shield you. I am shielded by God's power. So when hard things are coming at you, remember you're shielded by his power. In verse 6, in this you greatly rejoice, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief and all kinds of trials. These have come so that your faith of greater worth than gold, which perishes, even though refined by fire, may be proven genuine and may result in praise, glory, and honor when Jesus Christ is revealed. Though you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, you believe in him and are filled with an inexpressible and glorious joy. Now, there's an old hymn by that name, full of glory. It's joy. Oh, what's that? What's the song now? It's joy, joy unspeakable and full of glory. Remember that? Some of you are older, been around the church a while. It's joy unspeakable and full of glory, full of glory, full of glory. It is joy unspeakable and full of glory. And I can't remember the rest of the words. I need to have my hymnal right here beside my desk for these very occasions, but to be thinking about the fact that we have this glorious, inexpressible joy. says, for you are receiving the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls. Now, I'll stop there. I've kind of dug out some of what I wanted for you to see in this passage, but all these wonderful, fantastic, incredible truths that God has given to us, that we need to claim, that we need to hold on to, that we need to dig right into, that are truths for us today. And do you believe these things? These I am statements that we'll continue looking at, that those are just a few statements that you can pull out of 1 Peter chapter 1. Now, I did some I have, not only some I am, but we stated the I am born again. John 1:12 is another one of my favorite verses. Let me take us over to John chapter 1 and verse 12. I'll get it down there so you can see it on your screen very well. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. I am a child of God. To remember that you're a child of God. Now, there are other verses that can go along with this that underscore the fact that you are a child of God. There are lots of other verses that go along. But to remember today that you are God's child, that God is your Heavenly Father, the God of all creation, the God who sustains all things, the God who holds all things in their place, who holds the planets in their orbits, who keeps the sun in its place, the God who keeps the earth spinning on its axis as well as the other planets, the God who keeps every single atom where it's supposed to be, the God who created and sustains all things. He is your Heavenly Father. We become children of God, and you can say today, if you know that you have Jesus Christ as your Savior, notice what it says in the verse. Yet to all who received him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. We're children of God. God of children born not of natural descent, says in verse 13, or of human decision or husband's will, but born of God. God has brought this into your life. You are born again. I am a child of God. I am born again. I am a child of God. Now, the next one is going to floor you just a little bit, because you're going to say, I don't feel this way. I'm going to take you over to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 1. And this is one that hit me when I was in college. I mean, I was stunned by this truth. Let me see here. Yes. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 2. To the church of God in Corinth, that's over in the area of Greece, Macedonia, to those sanctified in Christ Jesus and called to be hagios, called to be holy, together with all those everywhere who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, their Lord and ours, called to be holy. Now, that word holy in some of the other versions gets translated differently. Let me put this in the King James for you to see what it says. Unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ, called to be saints, with all that in every place call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, both theirs and ours, grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. To be saints. Now, you might think, I'm not a saint. Now, some of us have more saintly names than others. Jim, when I go by Jim or with my middle initial, actually, I don't have a middle name. I only have an initial. I am Jim E. Culbertson, James, So St. Jim doesn't sound very good, but St. James, that works. Or how about this? St. Walter. St. Zara. The people in Zara's congregation, all saints. Did I say St. Francis yet? That's another great one there. St. Melody sounds like a song. St. Catherine, St. Stephen, St. Donna. We're all called to be saints in Christ. Now, to be saints, the emphasis on the words to be there, to be holy, to be like Christ. But you can make the statement, I am a saint. Now, this has nothing to do with your works. It has everything to do with Christ and what he has done for you. Saint Donald, absolutely. Saint Donald, another great name of a great patron saint, Saint Donald. All these incredible, wonderful truths for us to be saints. I am three of the statements so far that we've looked at. I am born again. I am a child of God. I am a saint. I'm going to give you a few others to look at to take you into your day, found over in Matthew chapter 5, that will send you into your day. Now, it's great if you think these things. Now, some, like the Catholic tradition, you're made a saint by all the different works you do. You're made a saint by serving children in orphanages. You're made a saint by all kinds of different works that you do. They saint you. But the Bible says, the Bible says that it is Jesus who makes you a saint, not your works. You are made a saint by the works of Jesus. And we are called to be saints. We are called to be holy people, hagios. We're called to be holy, but to say, I'm a saint. Like Saint Donald, the patron saint of technology. And saints. Now, Matthew, I said, it'll take us to Matthew chapter 5. And let me get us back into the NIV. I'll go to the NIV 84. And this will be truth for us to speak into ourselves today as we go about life. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It's no longer good for anything. Oops, I don't have it up on the screen for you. It's no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden. Neither do people put light, light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on its stand and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before men that they may see your good deeds and praise your Father in heaven. Wonderful truths. I'm just curious. I'm going to put this into a different translation because I'm curious how it renders. Kind of says the same thing in the New Living Translation, not to be confused with the Living Bible. The Living Bible is a paraphrase. This is an actual translation. You are the salt of the earth. But what good is salt if it's lost its flavor? How can you make it? I never realized salt had flavor. Never knew. It will be thrown out and trampled underfoot as worthless. You are the light of the world, like a city on a hilltop that cannot be hidden. No one lights a lamp and then puts it back under a basket. Instead, a lamp is placed on a stand where it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your good deeds shine out for all to see, that everyone will praise your Heavenly Father, that our lives would result in His praise. I'm going to put up one other. I want to see the Message paraphrase and see how Eugene Peterson renders these verses. Okay. Eugene Peterson says this: let me tell you why you're here. You're here to be salt seasoning that brings out the God flavors of this earth. If you lose your saltiness, how will people taste godliness? If you lost your usefulness, you'll end up in the garbage. Here's another way to put it. You're here to be light, bringing out the God colors in the world. God is not a secret to be kept. We're going public with this, as public as a city on a hill. If I make you light bearers, you don't think I'm going to hide you under a bucket, do you? I'm putting you on a light stand. Now that I've put you here on a hilltop, on a light stand, shine. Keep open house. Be generous with your lives. By opening up to others, you'll prompt people to open up with God, this generous Father in heaven. Out of this, we get these few thoughts. I am the salt of the earth. And for us today, as we go about life, to remember that we are the salt of the earth. I am the light of the world. It is God who gives us the ability to be salt. It is God who gives us the ability to be light. I am acknowledging that. But to be reminded today as you go about your life that you are the light of the world. You are the salt of the earth. We're to bring out the God flavors, as Peterson says. We're to give the taste of Jesus to those who are around us. Other places may speak of the aroma, but to bring out the God flavor and the God aroma and the God taste, that people in our lives would sense the aroma, would get the taste of Jesus. That, as it says, taste and see that the Lord is what? Can you finish that statement? Taste and see that the Lord is. I'll give you a chance in the comments to finish that statement. But then also to be the light. That our lights would be shining, that people wouldn't see the doldrums, the anger, the mourning and the moaning and the whining and the complaining, but they would see Jesus in us today. Oh, may that be the truth of our lives, that people would taste Jesus in our lives. Lord, help us today. Help us today to be salt, to be light. Help us today to live in your truths about us, that we are born again, that we are saints, that we are children of God. Lord, may people get that from us, and may people be drawn to Jesus as a result of our lives. Lord, we lift up our sisters and brothers over in Pakistan today, that you would strengthen them, that you would meet their needs, that you would care for them in ways that we do not have the ability to do, but that, Father, you would strengthen their hearts, strengthen their bodies, and that they would see their good Heavenly Father providing for them. Lord, hear our prayer today. Again, help us to be light and salt, bringing Jesus to the world. Amen. Taste and see that the Lord is good.